Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Oh, the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. What's that talking about? That's talking about Jesus. That's talking about the first Christmas. The Word was made flesh, became human, became one of us, and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory. And folks, let me tell you this. When Jesus was born, he was a reject. He started life as a reject. There was no room for him at the inn. And a bunch of rejects came to worship him. The shepherds, they were rejected by the nice people of Israel. They were basically outcasts, but they came to worship him. And the wise men, they were outcasts because they were foreigners. They were Gentiles. And so it's nobodies and outcasts make up the welcoming committee for Jesus. So if you feel like a nobody or you feel like an outcast, you're in good company, and Jesus will welcome you if you'll come to him by simple faith. You say, yeah, brother, I want to do that, but I want to clean up my act first. No, no, no. Come to him. He'll clean your act. Come to him by simple faith. Trust in him. Yesterday we were talking about people who try to be neutral concerning Jesus, but there is no place for neutrality. Why would you want to be neutral about Jesus? Look at him. Have you considered who he is? He is God manifest in the flesh. You can't be neutral about that. God has visited this earth. God has become one of us. Who is Jesus? Who is this Word made flesh? He is the beginning of the creation of God. He is the first begotten from the dead. He's the beginning of time. He's the end of time. He's the beginning of eternity. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. In the beginning was the Word. When was that? I don't know. But before there was a beginning, there was the Word. So he's eternal. He's the circumference of human history. He is all and in all. Why would you be neutral about him? See, neutrality to Jesus is an impossibility. He is the incarnation of Yahweh, and he's the incarnation of Yahweh's purposes. He's God's self-revelation. And there he is as a little baby lying in Bethlehem. And this is the child upon whom all the hopes of God are resting. And this is the child through whom God will save the only ones who will be saved. You know, there's no other salvation other than Jesus. There's no other way to be saved than through Jesus. Now, God's hope rests upon him. But not only so, man's hope rests upon him. How can you be neutral about him? No man can come to the Father but by him. And this Christmas season, where are you? Does it mean anything to you that God has come on a rescue mission, that God has come and died on the cross in the person of his Son and taken the sins of his people upon him? Why don't you come to him today by simple faith? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee, 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.